And the person interviewing me wrote those words down, looked up from his piece of paper and said to me, "So do you think we're going to like that?"
Yeah, I do what I do today, Kathy, because of a fourth grade field trip.
No credit to me, just me fumbling along with what I knew at the time and the dog being very forgiving of my mistakes.
As someone who's always been kind of chatty and, okay, maybe not kind of chatty, super chatty. I love conversation. I love music. I love all kinds of auditory engagement. You'd think that maybe silence wasn't such a big thing for me. Turns out that's not exactly true. It's one of the things that I learned in my training in journalism school that I've learned as a coach especially, the power and the poetry that lives in silence. Not just auditory silence, but true stillness. Stillness in all things and what impact that has on communication. And that, my dear listeners, is what I'm talking about this week. Hey there, everybody. I'm Kathy Brooks, your host for Talk Unleashed, the weekly untethered view of what communication can really look like when we're prepared to be radically honest, radically authentic, and radically compassionate. Conscious communication. It's what I coach, it's what I do, and each week on the podcast, that's what I get to share. Sometimes just my musings, and sometimes in conversation with remarkable human beings. This week on the podcast, the poetry of silence and how by creating more space between the words, you can actually create more space between the thoughts, and the result of that is a hell of a lot more powerful communication and connection with other people. So, settle back, settle in. This is Talk Unleashed. There's poetry in silence. I don't think I ever really got that until I got so surrounded by it. I don't know that I was as acutely aware of just how little rest any of us get in a suburban or urban environment. I mean, sure, New York City, it's the city that never sleeps. Paris is the city of lights. It's bright. These cities have movement and activity seemingly 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. I mean, you might have moments, Christmas morning, for example, and other mornings and moments where there is silence and rest, but they're just that, they're moments. It was one of the most remarkable things about the pandemic, the silence. Being in Las Vegas during shutdown and the skies being silent, the streets being silent, riding my bike down the Las Vegas Strip in front of casinos where escalators were in motion with no people on them, where sidewalks that you usually can barely see down because of the thicket of humans were empty as far as your eye could see. Occasionally a car would drive by, but there was silence. But even then, at night, the sun would go down and there'd still be illumination. There'd still be light. Even though the casino marquees weren't completely lit up and most of the performative lights had been turned off, there was still brightness. And the truth of the matter is, and I say this without any sort of medical degree, but enough information having been learned to be dangerous, the human body needs rest, and rest means darkness, silence, that we need it in order for our cells to regenerate, for our systems to reset. And so what does that mean when we're in places where that's just not even physically possible? It doesn't sound particularly healthy. I never really thought about it until I came to a place where when you turn the lights out at night, it's dark. No street lights, no light pollution from a nearby city, just darkness. A blanket of black velvet above, scattered with more stars than I thought even possible to see with the human eye. Wind through the trees, animals rustling through the thickets. Being able to hear a mouse burrowing because it's just so quiet. Funny how noisy the inside of my head got as soon as all the external noise was removed. Maybe that's why we do it. We don't want to be with our thoughts. Makes a lot of sense, considering how anesthetized most of us are these days, how numb. Whether it's social media, whether it's some streaming service, whether it's any number of other distractive kind of activities, what we're essentially doing is distracting and numbing ourselves from what? From being centered, being at peace, being aware of how uncomfortable we are. Silence. When I first experienced country living, it was a bit like when I was younger and I would go to a nightclub or a really loud bar and I'd walk outside afterwards and I'd have that ringing in my ears, that dull throbbing pressure from all of the noise that had been assaulting my eardrums. And it occurred to me that one of the experiences of being in a place where there is so much silence and quiet is the relief of that pressure, like literally feeling it just drop away. Where the loudest thing on any given walk that I might take is actually the sound of my feet walking through the leaves. And when I stop, it's silent. There's something about the kind of rest that's possible in a space like this. But what about people who don't have that luxury? What about people whose lives are deeply connected to and existing in a city environment? What about people who are living in places where war is happening and there is literally no peace? It's disquieting to me to think that there are so many people on this planet who are in a condition where they can't get rest. They can't because the environment around them doesn't want to let them. And the amount of effort that it takes when you're in an environment like that to actually find peace. And I know it's possible because I have in my life lived mostly in cities, almost entirely in cities, and have found ways to create peaceful spaces, to create dark spaces. But it takes effort. It's kind of no wonder that the world feels like it's a dumpster fire right now because everybody is on fire. You know, when I first began my journey of experiencing living in the country, I thought I was going to go crazy. There was no way I thought I'd be able to survive. And now I have a hard time thinking about my reentry. I have a hard time thinking of a full-time return to an existence in an urban setting. So what does that get to look like? What does it look like to create in an urban space a place of peace, of quiet, a place where your nerve endings can be soothed, a place to step back from all of that noise? So many people are moving in desperation. It's from a place of ego, a place of need, a place of really not even being clear sometimes on what it is they're doing or why they're doing it, just that something needs to be done. There's something really clear about standing in nature and just being present with it. The trees aren't in any hurry. The birds, the squirrels, there's no rush. And yet at the same time, there is also urgency and purpose in everything they do. A lot to learn from that. We did it again, another episode of Talk Unleashed. It's so great to have you here. And you know what would be even more great? If you could scoot over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, maybe even Spotify, and leave a review. Over on Apple, you actually have the chance to say a little bit about the episode. Spotify, just throw some stars on there, hopefully five. It helps us get seen and helps ensure that this conversation and conversations like it keep getting heard by the people who need to hear them. So do us a favor, hop on over and leave a review. And in the category of saying awesome things about awesome people, huge thanks to my producer, John McClain, and the team at Monster Sound and Picture. They are just the best. And if you've got ideas or questions or feedback, I read all the email that comes in, so feel free to toss a message to talkunleashed@gmail.com. That's talkunleashed@gmail.com. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, who you want to hear from, all the groovy stuff. And most of all, thank you. Thank you for listening, for being part of the conversation, and for keeping the conversation going. See you next week.